Okay, we're up to Sif Dalid. We started, I believe we started, but so we're going to do it again. Today we're going to learn, hopefully, four different kulis in the halachis over the next few sifim. with the exception of Sif Dalid, the others are pretty clear. And we're going to use the idea of tzirufim, of sniffim. In halacha, we know that we're mitzarik different shitas to be mekel, and kula of Sif Dalid is such a kula. Now, the kula that we're going to learn now has three versions to it. There's certainly some sort of a kula. There are three different versions of the kula in the Paiskim, in the Mechaber Ramah, and Shach and Taz. And if you have all three together, you can be mekel. And if you have two out of three, you can be mekel b'diavad. So let's learn the three different versions of kula. The Mechaber writes, Sif Dalid, Yesh mi shamatir b'shvachei shalanu. Yesh mi shayser afilu b'diavad. The first machlokes is whether a shifcha who's working in the house is included in the iser of b'shalakum. So that's kula number one. We're going to have to define what a shifcha means. Now, Kimi, the Omer Vriya, because there's no Shaila, besides there's no Omer Vriya since the Adol Manai. But you're right, Shifcha can mean, the question is, if it means Shifcha in the Shah sense, Shifcha Manai, or even a worker, a maid in the house. Yeah, if it will be, if she's the guy, then it becomes the end of the year.
Partially, okay. Whatever it is.
So let's see. So I just want to be misader. So the first kula is Shvachei Shalanu, that is Yesh Mi Shematir. Now, the Mechaber does not bring, but the Shach and Taz bring the Shitas Aravid, that holds that it's a heter b'beis Yisrael anytime. That the Aravid Shita is that in a Jew's house, there is no Issa Bishalak, and we'll see that momentarily. Shach and Taz bring the Aravid Shita. Let's turn the page. U'b'di'eved Yesh Lusmach Adivrei HaMatir. So b'di'eved, you can be samech on the matir. Now you understand that you look in Gra Yud Aleph, mitzuref l'das arayvet. This sif, if you want to teach somebody what it means in halacha, snifim or tzirufim, to be mekel, is a perfect example. The Ramah says b'di'eved yisim chadiver amatir. Why? Because you have to know that there's a rule in the Shulchan Aruch. When he brings two shitas, typically he brings the first shita stama, and the second b'shem yesh oimrim or yesh mekilim, that he needs to pass in like the first shita. When he brings both shitas b'shem yesh oimrim, then the rule is he needs to pass in like the second shita. And since the Mechaber himself here said yesh amati b'shvachah shalanu v'yesh mishayiser, he means the Mechaber means to be machmir. He means to pass in l'chumra, and on that the Ramah says b'di'evet yesh lismachah divrei hamatirin. And the Gra says it means when it's Sirif of the Shitas Aravid. So if you have two out of three Shitas, you have the Aravid and the Shvachei Shalanu Heter, so you can be Mekel B'di'evet. The Ramah goes on, and here it becomes a little tricky as to how to touch the words. Kula number three. Afilu lechatchila noyegin lehakol b'beis Yisrael. And we're noyeg to be mekel even lechatchila in a Jew's house. Shashvachos va'avodim mevashel b'beis Yisrael. We have avodim and shvachos that cook. Ki e'efshir shalo yechata echad minnei habayis ma'at. It's not possible that no member of the household who's a Jew wasn't mechata, didn't stoke the coals, didn't add to the firewood. It's e'efshir that it didn't happen. So memela, we could be mekel. Now, what does he mean? Ki efshir? And if you know a Jew was mechata, so it's mutter. So what does he mean? He means stoma. Stoma. Good. Okay, one minute. He means stoma, you assume, of no Jews were home. Let's say no Jews were home. So what does he mean? E'efshir sholay yechat echad minnei habayis ma'at. So he seems to say that stoma, you could assume. If you don't know, you could assume. Now, the truth is, they're not talking about stoves of the 21st century. They're talking about there's one big pot belly oven in the middle of the house. And if you wanted a coffee, you went there, and if you to the same fire, and if your room was cold and you wanted to raise the thermostat, so you threw in a few pieces of fire, a firewood, or you turned the ashes. And the melo was EF Shishalayachata Bnei Abayis Ma'at.
But isn't this begging the question?
So,
I mean, this whole thing would arise if the Jew was in the house, then they went to the Shaila to start with.
Why? If a Jew's in the house and the guy cooks, it's a Shadal Shaila. If a Jew's in the house and the guy cooks.
The Ashkenazi had, like you're saying, the Jew lit the fire. So then
if a Jew lit the fire, you're right. We're not talking now that the Jew lit the fire. The guy lit the fire. When the guy is cooking, so there's this heter of Ki'i Efshim. Now, an important thing that we see from here, that even if the Jew didn't have in mind to be Matah the Bishul Akum, he didn't come to be Matah the Bishul Akum, he came because it's cold in the house and he threw in a piece of wood just to heat up the house, or something of the sort, that's enough of a heter. That the Taz makes the point in Taz Dalit, that even if his kavana was not to make a heter through the chitir, el sal b'lay kavana, the mutter, that there's a heter even if it's a ena mechavet. So what do we have? We have three kulas together. We have it's a shvach shalanu, we have it's a base Yisrael, and we have that it's yesh shalayachat. Now, the Shach, at the end of the Siman, Sivkat Lachav, writes that this heter does not apply when the goita is cooking for herself. If she's cooking her own dinner, she's cooking herself a scrambled egg, these kulas don't apply. Not the kula v'yesha shalei echata, and not the kula v'es Yisrael. The whole concept to be makel here, in any of these kulas, is built on a svara. And what is the svara? The svara is that we ask a bishul akum because of kirav halavavos, because the guy's cooking for you, and you're eating with her, you're socializing with her. When she's cooking because she's obligated to, because she works here and she's obligated to, so then that issa doesn't apply. The Gra, I think, uses such a lashon. Is it's a svara that chasnus is by somebody with whom you're socializing. He's choosing to cook, and he's doing merit Sinai. So Shach says that does not help that the goita cooks for herself in your house. That's still Bishul Akum. The other person is Isa Merit Sinai. They're not doing it because they were ordered to do it. The person is doing it because he himself or she herself wants to do it. So then the Issa still applies.
If based on what the Ramah says, that we say that it's impossible that nobody was doing anything yet, then everything else goes out the window. Why did that not...
The Ramah's cool is that you're allowed to assume it. It's interesting. The Shach says even that assumption you can't rely on. Shach is going to say later in Sivkat Nechav that he's covering Avashus La'atzmon Bebeis Rabbam. He says Bishul La'atzmon Gru Atvei V'afagav the B'chnim B'teres. So Sivkat Nechav, the end of the Siman, he writes V'afagav the B'chnim B'teres Chatas Mati Beis Yisroam Tam D'yesh Shalei Yechat Yechem Nei Abayis V'shloim Avashus La'atzmon Yim Agilas Klal Shechem Nei Abayis Yechat. She's cooking for herself, it's not regilus.
So we really don't hold it. He's saying it's not a real spot.
We'll make all the syrup of the three sheetahs together. That's the bottom line of this, of the Rambam.
The Efshah, the Mechaber doesn't help because you have to put the food or turn on the fire.
For the Mechaber, no, it would help because once the food is on the fire, being Mechata helps. For Ashkenazim, helps if you're Mechata before they put it on. And for Sfardim, it would only help if you're Mechata after you put it on. Right after you put it on, which is I take that back. The mechaber doesn't hold the chitur bechlal. You're right. The mechaber doesn't hold tzitzayin. Doesn't hold chitur bechlal. Now the one question which
if I doesn't put it on the fire,
Right.
Otherwise, it'll be mutter.
It'll be mutter anyway. Right. If the Jew put it on, it'll be mutter. That's true.
So obviously, it's still. See, extra that a Jew was mechata while the food was not finished cooking.
Right. You don't know that the Mitzvah. Well, today the Mitzvah is not that way.
No, that's also a little more limited than saying that during the day someone just has to be mechaber. It has to be haven't been not turned on by the Jew.
According to the Mechaber, right? Yeah. There's some Mechaber to say this.
No, but yeah. No,
right.
The Shvayichat, that means it's definitely a Jewish person had some involvement with this fire after the light put it on and after while it was on the fire.
Right.
Otherwise,
that's what we're saying. Right. We'll have to see if it's true that chitoy doesn't help before. But now the only outstanding question is in the first shita, what the definition of shvachis is, and for that the Shach and Taz say similar things. Let's see the Taz of Cotton Gimel. He writes again. The Ravid shita is that Beis Yisrael is always mutter.
Period.
Now the Mechaber doesn't pass in that way.
So
the Gross says that with a tziruf will make.
Is the Ramah going to say the Ravid Svarah?
He's saying all three together. Shvacha is Beis Yisrael.
When the Ramah at the end says.
It's not the Ravid Svarah. It's a separate. The Ravid holds Beis Yisrael does Machasas. There's three distinct shitas. Right.
But look at the restaurant, something like that. Does that come to Shachis house?
So let's read this, and I'll discuss it with you. Taz Gimel, Shvachay Shalanu, Pirish Aknuya Islanu, Umusanu Musharim Anu Amalachtam B'Shabbes Minatayra. They so are owned by us that on Shabbos we're commanded not to let them do malacha. The aim bichlal zeh Hashvachay say dechachavim shem niskarli Yisrael is man. This doesn't include Mexicans who you don't own, who just work in your house. What? If they had tefillah, it's B'shul Yisrael. You want to trap me. If they were Tevil, then it's B'shul Yisrael. Then it would be B'shul Yisrael, because then they have a demachoyiv and mitzvahs. So it means that without tefillah, but you own them. They didn't. That's the Ravid Shemevi Ator. So this Avehata says that in a Beis Yisrael, even if they work for you, he doesn't mean they work by the hour, it means that the Miskara Islanu is man. They committed to stay in the house for a period of time. So such a person in a Beis Yisrael, B'di'eved, he brings the Isavahata, who's Mekel. So it's a bit complicated that we have the three Shitas, that if it's Shvachar Shalanu, Beis Yisrael and Yesh Shalai Yechata together will make a lechatchila. The third heta of Yesh Shalai Yechata doesn't really come up nowadays. So we're left with only the two shitas. And that we're only make a b'di'eved. In the Kula b'di'eved, the Shvachi Shalonu b'Beis Yisrael, we have a dispute as to whether that applies to only to real Shvachais or even to Shvachais Amuskar Islam Lizman. So if you want to be Melamed Zchus, some people who are Mekel, there are people in the community that are Mekel that have Shvachis HaKnuyas Lazman in a house, and they allow them to cook, assuming Kashrus is not an issue, just the Bishul Akum is an issue. So here, you have a Shita that they can rely on B'di'evet. Now, you can argue, if you mitzaref with that, the pilot light hatter, which is also a B'di'evet, most of them are pilot lights, yeah, okay. But if you have the pilot light hector together with it, so then maybe you really have some shitas needed to rely on. Certainly, b'di'eved, and the lechatzila to lahad. Now, the kashrus issue is a serious issue, and people leave. You see, if you lock a guy in a house with all kosher ingredients, it's really, except for bus l'chol, could still be an issue. Yeah.
And you check the bags before you came in the morning.
The bags only get fuller over the day. They don't do a cup
as
you brought her food. Yeah. Okay, I mentioned to you many times that it's known that they are problems. Every year, someone in the shul, at least once a year, comes to me. This year, I had two people so far that came to me that the guy cooked. I think I told you, one of them caught the guy to cooking in the basement in the Pesach kitchen. He said she would never cook upstairs. She he told me.
And, she made gebrach. She made gebrach.
It wasn't gebrach. It was tazer. It wasn't.
Was gebrach. Chas v'shalom chametz.
No chametz. Okay. So in here, this extent, there's a marit, the kulas hamarit, which is a bit of an extension of this. The marit's heter is a heter for companies. Companies, the marit lived 400 years ago. I don't know what type of companies he had. But he said things made commercially where you don't know the owner. There's a heter, it's called the Beis Charoshes heter. Beis Charoshes, I guess, means a factory.
It can only be made in a factory.
That things that are, well, he himself said if it's made in a factory, that a person could be makel, because there's no kirav hadas. Now, we mentioned numerous times that we don't say loy plug on gzeira derabanan if we find that the rabbanim themselves made exceptions. If the rabbanim themselves made exceptions already, we don't say loy plug. If the rabbanim said loy plug, chazar sashatz, so loy plug, we always do chazar sashatz. If the rabbanim originally made exceptions, then we allow exceptions for the reason. The marit held of the heter of Beis Charoshes. Lamaisa, everyone who brings the marit that I've seen doesn't pass him like him, does not rely on him. It is said b'shem Rav Moshe. I don't know that it's printed anywhere, but it's kolot alepasik that Rav Moshe held that things that are made in factories in ways where it could not be made in a home, where you need machinery to make certain things, that those type of items that there is no bishalakum, things that you need cereal to make cornflakes, you can't make cornflakes in your house no matter how hard you try, or things of that sort where it's made in a factory, that Rav Moshe held of the Beis Charoshes Heter. The mitzar of the old question as to what's called Oil HaShulchan Malachim, and there's a cooler to rely on. But this is, as I say, a tziruf, not a psak by itself. Something made in a factory, and then if you misupik, if it's al shulchan malachim, so they're those who are makom. Pretzels, okay. Pretzels would be a good example.
Is that now that's in pass now? Do we say the same thing in pass?
We say the same thing in pass about the heter.
No, if you somebody.
Chayre, it should apply. You have the tziruf of pas palter also, so you have a. You do have a tziruf. Okay. All right, so anyway, that's Sif Dalid, the kula of Sif Dalid. Excuse me? It would apply to instant coffee as well, although in the case of instant coffee, we're going to have later a kula that if it comes out of the guy's possession, where it's not ready to be served, that there's a kula we'll have in Sif Tes. That even the guy cooks the kamecha ben yosai, but it's not something you would serve, it's okay. And if you hold that the coffee powder is not ready to be served, it will be a heter, although you can dispute that, because the coffee powder is made from coffee. The coffee was once ready to be served, and then it was changed into powder. But
this heter of Moshe, would that be like on tuna fish, like tuna fish cans, or is that a whole
thing? No, anybody could cook tuna fish.
Something you cook in your house.
Yeah, I think anybody could cook tuna fish. My Ritz heter would apply to the tuna fish.
Because
it's done commercially.
So there are some factories which make products which have tours going through it. There used to be one in Pennsylvania for pretzels. And they know Jews are going through this. Does that help with anything? In fact, this would be constantly.
Tours don't help, no.
No.
That's interesting. Speaking of tours, I have to mention to you Dr. Hamawi was kind enough to give me instructions on how to make beer. Now, why is that important? Because last week we discussed, based on the Shakuf Yedalet Aleph, the question as to whether Bishul Akum applies to beer. The way beer is made in this particular, if anybody's interested in making beer at home, the instructions are upstairs on the windowsill near my seat. It's just 15 steps, very easy. But maybe we should do it next week just for experimentation. But there's no heat. It's interesting. You mix the whole shebang, you throw in yeast, you seal it, and it says it's incredible to watch the first 72 hours what the yeast does to it. How it gets it to a bubble. You need an overflow a pipe to take out the what happens, and the entire process is done without any heat at all. So that our beer, you'd be happy to hear, does not have a bishul akum issue. It's never cooked. Why would they cook it? But the process of making it is not. I don't think kavish kavushal we ever have applies here. Ever heard of pickles? They boil the grain before. I mean, they boil the hops before the process, so that's nothing. It doesn't make anything edible. Okay, so. It seems that the way they made beer in the time of Chazal is different than the way we make it, because the Shach talks about bishul akum on beer, and our beer is not.
Is this the big breweries with?
I assume the basic method of making it. I assume is the same.
They made beer
from
eggs, no? At the time of
Jersey. But it says Sairim also. It says there. The Shach is going to Kuf Yudalad here. It says Echad Sheicha Tamarim Teinim Shal Sairim Shal Tvua Shal Dvash. So, all right, Sifhei, a second kula. Obi kachavim shabishol v'lay diskavin labishol mutter. Obi kachavim who cooked and didn't intend to cook does not aser keitzad. Obi kachavim shehitzis or ba'agam. Obi kachavim that lit a fire in the swampland kidei lahavir hachatzir to get rid of the overgrowth of the things that grow there. So he lit a fire to burn out, to clear out his piece of land. V'nisbashlu boi chagovim. When the fire went out, you find some toasted grasshoppers. Delicious. Harielu mutarim. Assuming that they're kosher, harielu mutarim. Even in places where grasshoppers jump onto Shulchan Malachim, it's still butter. B'chein, what?
No, they're roasted,
okay. B'chein, listen to this. Imcharach haroish lahavir aseya. Let's say somebody wants to eat the head of a calf or the head of a lamb. So you want to get rid of the hairs, so you put it into a fire to singe it, to pull off the hair. When you put it in the fire to burn off the hair, the tips of the ears become cooked. The guy did it. The guy tips of the ears become cooked. The Gemara says, why are the tips of the ears soft? Says a Chazal, I don't know if it's a Gemara, but it's a Chazal. Because it says as well, that's a Gemara. But it says that to know that from Lashon Hara, it burns first in Gehenna, loyal lamb. So here also, this poor lamb, whose head is being singed, its ears become edible. So it's mutter. Now listen carefully, why is it mutter? Because he wasn't mechavin to bishul. Now, Agav. If he was mechavin to bishul, you're not allowed to eat the ears because of bishul akum. This would seem to be a raya to our klar. We klar if ayla shulchan malachim goes bust to the min or the particular food in front of you. This would be a raya that it goes by the min. The min is meat. I don't know if earlobes are ayla shulchan malachim, but I doubt it. Toasted earlobes. Right. So I assume it's not ayla shulchan malachim. So it's all right. Abel and Kivin l'shem bishul because she's a katana l'vashul bay. But let's say he was mechavin to cook. He heated up the tare to cook. V'ayah bay basa tchilav in itzla. There was meat. Afal bishul like Kivin l'zeh basa. He's thinking about his thing, not about your meat. How la yada bay? Awesome. He used to have communal ovens. So a person yid put in his pot of food. He didn't light the fire yet. A guy came, doesn't even know the Jew's pot of food is there. The guy puts in his food and lights his fire. But mainly he cooks the Jew's food. So that's called mechavin. Because he's mechavin l'bishul, and the meila, the shal Yisrael is awesome.
So if he did it to warm up the room, then that's a different story.
If he did it to warm up the room, it would be a different story. That was Taz Dalin.
So what's different in the osnaim here? The osnaim is also burning the head, so you could eat the osnaim. Why did bishul is mechavin to burn the head to eat it?
No, he wants to pull off the hair. He's going to cook it later.
Why Why should that be a now,
he cooked the Jews' food. He cooked the Jews' food. So, if you cooked your food. Now, listen to the Shaila. There was a blackout a number of years ago. So, listen to the Shaila. This, in Eretz Yisrael, you'll remember, I don't think today it's a Shriach, it used to be very common that there were blackouts, and then the electricity came back on. This is the Shaila. Someone plugged in a crock pot and put in the raw food to cook. When he comes back from work, he'll have a stew ready to eat. So he put in meat and potatoes, he plugs it in, he goes off to work, there's a blackout. He wasn't home, but it went off. It went off, he knows it wasn't edible yet. 4 hours later, someone at Con Ed flipped a switch and turned on the electricity again. Is it Bishul Akum on the stuff that now cooked in the crock pot? The stuff that cooked in the crock pot was cooked by the guy. Why does he have to be in the house? If he's standing somewhere else and he lights it, long distance, it's not Bishul Akum. Now, you're going to argue with me, you'll say he's not Mechavin to cook. That's not true. When he flips on the switch, he's mechavin to put electricity to everything. To lights and air conditioning and crock pots. He's doing it all. He's doing everything in one shot.
First of all, someone never made that kind of like.
They made it that kind of a guy cooks at saucer. So, it's a guy cooking.
Somebody in a factory puts on electricity.
You know, the melee cooked. Or should they cook? What? Yes. Well, that's every base chalashis. The Marid, you're right. Don't get cooked. But without Seimach, they had the Marid alone. That's right. It'd be the same question. Oh, you mean as far as Nehenim Amlach HaShabbos?
That's right.
Okay. You see, there...
But that is doing for himself.
There's a very Geshmaka Heter. A separate question in Eretz Yisrael that they always have when there used to be blackouts and it went back on, and they're afraid even a Yid turned it on, is it to be Nehenim Amlach HaShabbos B'Shabbos? So there, Shlomo Zalman had a Heter that if a hospital was included in the grid... that you could be Michael, because when he turned it on, he also, it's the same switch that powers the hospital. Even though hospitals have their own generators, but still, it's not something that's lechatchila. Never went off, but nevertheless, as because the fascist is ahead to give them a reliable source of electricity. What? It's not Nelech and Nelemeh. It's not lighting one fight for 100 people. The guy turning on the switch is Echel Lemeh. Yeah, okay, good. So you're right. So sorry, so for Shabbos, it's because it's ahead. But Bishul Akum, it's not so clear that that we have a kula over here. And I don't know, there's no tshuva about it, you know, it happened recently. If a Jew turned it on, maybe it's funny, because when we wanted not to use it on Shabbos, they were telling us it's mostly Arabs that work there.
Rabbi Pearl spoke about this, a bungalow colony with a Friday went off, and then he turned electricity on. Is it still allowed to use it? He said, you can use it.
Okay, Rabbi Pearl said you could use it. He was talking about Bishul Akum.
Bishul Shabbos.
It depends. I don't know. I'm not arguing about that. There are a lot of tshuvas. Where? What's the Maramakim? You know where it is? Where's it printed? Where's it printed? Where are you quoting from? Tell me where it's printed.
On the Eretz Yisrael, okay.
All right, we'll get to that, the separate shaila. Bishul Akum, is there an issa Bishul Akum? No, you. I don't want to get into the shaila. It's a big shaila. I don't want to start. It's going to take a long time. You can do it in 1 minute. Go ahead. 1 minute you got.
Right. Right. My friend told me it's a machlok, it's wonderful place. One holds it's a Chil Hashem. That's what's wrong with it. Okay. Another one holds it's a Maisa Shabbos. You're looking at Shabbos. So according to that sheet that holds the Maisa Shabbos, that holds that the one that put it on is a Maisa Shabbos.
Okay.
I think Rabbi Yosef has Shuba and
okay, you bring it in next week, you bring us copies of them, we'll have to learn. Get your friend. Okay, Sif Vav. No, I'm not making fun of your friend, don't get me wrong. Okay, anyway, we have... So what have we learned so far today? We learned Sifdalid, the heter of the Tzuruf. What? I don't know. It's a nice shayla. The question is that called the Chav and Labashel? The truth is most electricity is not used to cook. But the other hand, he knows he's turning electricity for people cooking. He knows that.
It's not a Chav for anything, actually. Just a Chav to get the electricity going.
I think I mentioned to you once, somebody asked for Parma Shaila. He had set his crock pot Erev Shabbos, and he had forgotten to plug it in. And started Shabbos, and he quickly told the guy to plug it in. He asked if he could use it on Shabbos, else Maisa Akum. So he said, forget about Shabbos, it's Bishal Akum, you know, the whole crock pot is strife.
But I was standing there,
yeah. It was Shvach HaShalom and Beis Yisrael, but... If you can't kasher, it depends. If it's metal, you can kasher it. But the truth is, even klicheres, we're going to learn later. For bishul akum, you can kasher. We kasher klicheres for bishul akum. We have that in the last sif. So there'll be a way to kasher.
So the restaurant, it's another thing to see when it's blackout, somebody goes out, but the fire comes back on again.
If restaurants have electric, yeah, most of them have gas because electricity is an expensive way to cook. But yeah.
Do you have to put in the light bulb again?
So what happens when they have brownouts?
Turn it on again. That for sure.
Brownouts are not a problem because it could cook. Assuming it could cook. Still had it could cook with the amount of electricity coming in. So I think it would be fine. It has still enough electricity coming through. That's possible. Sivvav, kula number three. Now, actually, Sivvav and Sivches sort of go together. They're both the same concept. Kol shebishla Yisrael ma'at bishulai. Bein b'tchila, bein b'saif mutter. Now it's important to note that the Mechaber is saying this. The Mechaber is saying that I'm maskim to be makel, even though the Mechaber holds that a yid has to put it on the fire. But he says any time a Jew did part of the cooking, doesn't say exactly how much, we'll have to see. Bein b'tchila, bein b'saif mutter, lefikach. If the guy put the pot onto the fire, it's already burning. V'hafach Yisrael b'basar. The higgis b'kedera, and the Jew turned the meat. Yeah, meat on a spit. It's only going to roast on one side. He turned it, or he stirred the pot. He stirred the contents of the pot, actually. A shehigis Yisrael v'gamar avikachavim, or the Jew did the hagasa. The guy then finished the cooking. However, that was done. Harez yamuter. Now listen carefully. Ramah. Even if it would not have cooked based on the Jew's action itself, only because the guy completed it, nevertheless, it's mutter. As I state in the Rambam, the question which the Shach and Taz are ma'arich on, the Gra, is whether the Mechaber also means this which the Rambam says, or whether the Rambam is a new Shita, and if so, whether we pass on like this Rambam. So again, the Rambam says, we're going to have four kulas today. The third kula of today, the Ramah says if the Jew helps, even if it couldn't cook based on the yid's action, it could not cook, still, that's a heter. Now, you should know again a klal in the Ramah, we had it somewhere in Siman Samach Tes, that the Ramah sometimes brings a shita that argues without saying v'yesh ayman. He fools you into thinking that if it's even the Mechaber shita. And here is such an example, because as we're going to see now, we're going to have a major problem with this Ramah. The Kitzer is in the Grota Zion. Afilu, the Gemara Mavua Hepachse. Pretty blunt and straight to the point. The Grota Zion says on this Ramah, the Gemara Mavua Hepachse. The Gemara says the opposite of what he says. Shachatah say that too. Everyone calls it a Ramah. I don't know who says that to Hagah. It's true, sometimes it's not a Hagah, but here everyone calls it the Ramah. The Shach and Taz call it the Ramah. So obviously they hold that it is a Ramah.
The Yid has to do very little to it.
Now, one minute. it's a very interesting thing. This is one of the few places in Shulchan Aruch where you're ever going to have that the Ramah is paskening like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. This is a Yerushalmi against the Bavli, and the Psak of the Ramah is based on Yerushalmi. That's what it says. Let's, for example, see Shach Ches. Shach, Taz, Gra, all have the same complaint. Shach Ches. L'chai Rakasha, do neged Shasta, v'idis kechavim, daf lama chesam et alef. U'mevei ebesi, aysif darinan. Either lo'i hapach boi v'kechavim lo'i have a bishul. The guy had not turned it, it would not have cooked. Bishul lo'i have it z'kechavim u'va'asar. That's aser. V'chein u'mepaiskim, u'besi aysif, v'gam besi v'ater. K'vam ev gamel din test, v'niyach yisrael basa agabi kechalim. Shloi ha yoroi l'spashol v'litzlais. If the Jew put it on a coal where it could not have cooked or roasted, ubay v'kachav v'hivich bav in his bashal mutter, I can't l'shaynei v'tzarechiyin v'nira v'svirulei v'lo'esev v'hetav harav. This kula of the esev v'hetav and the Ramah holds v'hidim v'dina d'shas asa b'kai gavna. It's taka true according to the shas bavli. It's asa v'kamakim v'gav chita v'kisim asa medina. Now this is far as important. Really, it doesn't say anywhere in the Shas regarding Bishalakum that chitoi v'kisim, turning the coals or throwing in a splinter, which we had as a heta by Afiyas Akum. B'Shas Nidon holds it's also Medina, the Shas, Medina the Shas. D'aloi hayam ispashal b'lai siyoi v'kechavim. If a Jew throws in just a twig, it wouldn't have cooked without the siyoi v'kechavim. B'afilochi anu matirim. Elahaynu b'tame d'kayim alon. D'kiechen d'mahani kisim le'alsim v'kufyod v'esif yod. Just like throwing in a splinter in the case of the bread wouldn't be mutter medina d'shas, that's a pretty strong lush. He says, you know, I will make all. Now he loves this together with chitoy and kisim. He says, just like by chitoy and kisim, which means turning the coals or throwing the splinter, we're going to be mekel based on minig Eretz Yisrael against minig Bavel. The same thing, when it comes to a yid doing some bishul, but it wouldn't be enough to cook. What it says over here, after loyim special doisi yoyim kachavim, we're going to be mekel based on this. Now that's an explanation of the Ramah. The Shach at the end is not clear that he's paskening this way. He sort of goes back and forth and is unclear as to whether to paskin like this kula, that if a yid just stirred it and helped it along, if it wouldn't have cooked pickle without him, it would be mutter. And it's a little difficult to make lists of shitas. It seems that most paskim are machmir, that we'll talk about chita and kisim later, because chita and kisim we're going to have in Zion. But as far as the Jew just stirring the pot or making a shinu which couldn't cook it by itself, it seems most of the poskim are mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan is marich to be melamed zchus. The Mati Edison on the side also wants to say that maybe even Shas Nidon would be mekel. So it's a tough heter to rely on. But the Rabbi said it is a Ramah, and certainly it's a strong tzirif that something that if the Jew did something, but that by itself couldn't do the cooking at all, couldn't even bring it to Michael Mendersoy, that the question is whether that is adequate or not. Throwing the splinter, we're going to see why, yes. We're going to see why it might be better. Supervision is not enough. It has to be pleasure. The supervisor is supposed to, the mashgiach is supposed to do the cooking. He's supposed to turn on the fire or put it on the fire, on the flame. We're not talking about idol worshippers here. We're talking about guys. No, he says nothing to do with Rabbi Dazar. It has to do with intermarriage. Intermarriage is all the same.
Again, in
Eretz
Yisrael all the time, intermarriage wasn't a big issue.
No. It's a machlekes in halacha. It's not a mitzvah. It's a machlekes in din, how much of a help you need of Yisrael. It's a machlekes in din. And it's chalufa minhagim. There are a number of such things. I remember when I learned Menachis many years ago, I was shocked. The Gemara says that the word Taitafais, I think the Gemara says is Malay, both. And Taisa says, Nasifer Torah is not that way. It's a Mefarshei Gemara. Or maybe says chasabal tata pas. So I couldn't understand what's going on. You know, it's the Gemara says something beferish. Taisa says asifrei Torah not that way. What do you mean asifrei Torah not that way? And later I saw that the minhagim of the Mesira are based on Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. The Torah Shabbat Peh is based on the Mesira of Bavel. We go with Shas Bavli and not Shas Yerushalmi. And the Mesira of the way to write Sefer Torah is based on the Chachmei Tveria, who are Bekiyim in the Mesira. So, whether it's Ben Aftali, Ben Asher, were both Eretz Yisrael Dika. So there are a few areas in Halacha where we still do things out of Yoy, based on Yerushalmi, not based on Bavli. That's Kachi Darka Shal Halacha. You sometimes pass my Peshame too. So these are areas in which we have a Mesirah. This Shaila here is whether we can rely on the Mesirah of the Eretz Yisrael against Shah Shalom. That's what the issue is. And the Ramah apparently certainly holds yes. The Gra, as you saw, dismisses it. The Gemara Bua Hepach Zeh, he just finishes like that. The Shach also seems to be like Nichalei. The Taz is a little more Nicha. And this is a Machlek Sapayiskin. It's, I guess, similar to the pilot light heter, and the two different heterim. The pilot light, of course, it couldn't cook based on the pilot light alone. So, again, Leshash Shalon, it would not work. And, it's going to say that the pilot light, that we don't rely on. The case is where the Jew did something to help the cooking. He stirred the pot. Where he turned over the pancake. But his thing alone couldn't have cooked it. So that is the.
On Shabbos we call this bishul. On Shabbos we call this bishul. Stir the pot. You can't stir the pot. On Shabbos we're calling it bishul.
Right. That's right.
So. But here
it's not enough. Bekar of bishul on Shabbos is a deraisa, and bekar of bishul here is that's the question.
Where's the difference?
What do you mean? If it's already the special called tzarchai, it's true. Yeah, well, here, I don't know if once it's the special called tzarchai, it won't help for the Jew to do it. It has to be during. The question of besaif means when it's cooked already. So I would have to point you to Sif Tes. It's going to say, Bishlai v'kechavu kamachal b'desaif v'gamla Yisrael. So the Rebachaba holds Yesh Le'asar, and the Rebach says Yesh Matirin. That's what it's cooked kamachal b'desaif. But it's a special called tzarchai. Yeah, b'saif. You're right. The lashon b'saif means before it's finished cooking. I guess that's what it means. Before it's finished cooking. Although the machaber would have to hold before it's machaber b'saif. The machaber sheet is chayrut. Otherwise, it's steer it siftas. So b'saif has to mean b'saif before it came to the category of bishulak. So. That's certainly not, no, because that's not part of the bishul. It's only things that help the bishul. If the guy adds the salt, the Jew, that's not good enough, because the salt will be mutter, but the food will be also. It's going to help you. The cooking of the meat, the soup is tray. So you add kosher salt, why does it help you? You know what I mean? It's not the heter in the not a heter in the soup. If you could cook without it, the onions can't cook without it. I mean, they will burn. But it could cook, it just wouldn't taste the same. You have meat cooking on the fire. It could cook without onions. You added onions, spices. So you made it more delicious. But the meat itself would have become edible without it.
Stir it in. If
you stir it, because then you're stirring it. All right, Kula number four is Siv Zayin. We're actually going to do what I set out to do today. According to the Mechaber, certainly not. According to the Ramah, the question is, doesn't work, Ramah holds it does work. The question is, La Halacha. Why are we Mechalik? We're going to be Mechalik. The Chito and Kisim does work, and this doesn't work. So that's Siv Zayin. So let's see. If you look at the last words of Shaches, it says Yesh Lachalek Loidav the Kisa Mechita Kama Shechilik Haran. It's possible to make a chilatim between the two, and that we're going to see. Siv Zayin. So again, four kulas. The first kula was Siv Dalid, the Heterim of a Jewish house, a Shifcha, and the Yefshe Shalei Echata. Sifhei Eidu Miskavim. Sivav the Kula that calls Shabishla Yisrael Ma'api Shulai Ben Betchila Ben Besayif. And that's the Zayin. The Zayin is the Machlekes Hachsherim, which I used to introduce these halachas 2 weeks ago. Ein Shigira Satan or Mayelas. Now this is the Machaber Shita, where Sfardim have a different level of Bishul Yisrael than Bnei Ashkenaz. The Bnei Ashkenaz rely on a Jew turning on the fire, and that's L'chatchila. We rely if a Jew turned on the fire, then the guy could put the food onto the flame, and that's the way most of the restaurants operate. The Mashkiach turns on the fire, and Goyim could stick in the steak, could put in there whatever it may be, for it to broil, to cook, etc. Now, the Machaber says, Eichkira satana miyeles al bepas. It doesn't help for the Jew to turn on the fire, only by bread. Avo bishar misbashlam eichkira satana, v'loy adlokas eish, mailo umayrit. It doesn't help at all. Ela hahanocha dafka. We care who puts the food. One who wants to cook in a pan in a guy's oven, the Jew has to put the food into the fire in a place where it's able to cook, and that's the way to be able to do it. Now, the Jew. No, the Jew does not have to turn on. The guy can turn on the fire. The Jew puts in the food. Now, before we get to halacha lemaisa, what's the svara? What's the svara? Why be mechalik between afias akum, where it helps if the Jew turns on the fire, and bishul akum, where it doesn't? So the Taz of Kot and Zion brings the Ran. The Ran says, Baran kosev, hatam shishkira satana bapas malachim yuched espai. His language is Shkira Satana Bapas is a special malacha. What does that mean? There are Pirushai. Shabapas, Tzarech Lahasik Hatanar, Ulhoiti Kola Gacholim, Kaidim Shiefa Halechem. In the case of Pas, it's a chachma. You have to know how to clear out the coals and set up the wood. Mashayke Bishar Tafshal, Mashayke by cooking, Masiko or Bishar Shatafshal Misbashal, Maisavai Lach Tavid. You throw in the wood as you're cooking. He's saying is that heating the oven when you bake is more of a chachma, more of a malacha, it's a chash of a malacha, and therefore if a Jew did it, it's good enough. Masheke, turning on the fire under a pot that's cooking, that doesn't take much chachma, and therefore it works. And the hesber is that when you bake something, it's not like cooking. When you cook something, it's the water that cooks. You get the water to boil, or the food cooks throughout. A shankin in an oven, we have to bake. It's got to be at a certain temperature when you put it in, and therefore it's a machash of a malach.
It used to be that, like we do in matzah baking, the oven is always clear. The wood is all off to the side, and they bake in the heat. Whereas when you're cooking, the fire is constantly under the pan.
So explain, why is it different if it's under the pan or if it's alongside, under two sides of the food?
So I
would say it's a mochash of a malacha. The heating up of the oven is a chash of a malacha. It's a preparation to the baking. And shaking by cooking is less hot. That's why I would understand it.
In our oven.
So what's the difference? Explain what the difference. The idea that's beforehand as opposed to during. Right. And it's constant. So why? What's the difference beforehand or during? Is that also because it's a more significant part of the process? It's a significant part of the procedure of the baking. Okay. So
what about on our oven?
It's more recognizable than
temperature. The water is constant. The fire. That's true. That's true. But I'd be reluctant to say that alone because you have to remember that roasting is included in Bishul. So really with water it would be easier to explain. But with Bishul, with roasting, in that regard it is similar to at least roasting on a spit. it's similar. And
so would our ovens be?
I don't know. I don't know what how the explanation would go. Or as others saying, the ladies turn it up and down all the time. And, you know, the Metzias Tak
is. That different than the Gears range?
No. On a Gears range, they patchka up, they patchka down. In the oven, it says 350. They said 350. I mean, how much do they patchka with it all the time? It's not. It's that way even today. An oven is done one way in the stove.
No,
he's saying by a bris where they have a fellow standing there doing this stuff, the Sfaradim at a bris, I assume you always have a Jew doing it. A Jew, you have to be careful even by Ashkenazim to make sure that a Jew turned on the fire.
You know,
hopefully it was done.
Also.
By Bishul Mahmi, that should be Shem Shabbos.
Now
that means that Sfaradim would not be allowed to eat. Some restaurants have a sign, Bishul Lashitas the Sfaradim.
You can ask a Jew, the Sfaradim could ask a Jew.
In the restaurants, in our restaurants, by request, they have Bishul for the Sfaradim. Some of them always have Bishul by the Sfaradim. But some of them owned by Sfaradim. Somebody I told you once called me, he said, I'm calling you from a restaurant. It says Bishul Akum Lashitas Sfaradim. I'm an Ashkenazi, can I rely on it? That's what he asked me. He had no idea if they're more Mekel or they're more Machmir. So, or they very often have the same thing with the glot meat, she does a Svaradim, which is more Chomer, not more Kal. They call, they ask, can we rely on it? So, yeah.
There's probably still heat there.
You need, that's why. In a place, that's why you need a mashgiach tamidi. In a place where you don't have a frum yid, if you have a frum yid who's cooking, you can have a yid to business. But you need a mashgiach tamidi, and the places that want to rely on, that want to do without a mashgiach tamidi are stuck having to rely on the pilot light hatter, which is why the gigantic organizations who give hashem in communities where it's not easy to find yidden all the time, so enough frum yidden to go in. They're stuck, they have to rely on the pilot light hatter because they really, and they're not stuck, they cannot give a hechsher, but if they want to give a hechsher, they have to give it with the pilot light hatter. And that's what many of them do. The Beis Chareshis that I mentioned, does that apply in a local restaurant? I don't think so. Oh, the plants, yeah, the big factories, yes.
If
it's a tariff.
If the oven goes off and it's still hot and it turns it back on, that's not
by a fia we had, by residual heat, it's good, it's worse than a kisim. It's much less than a kisim.
It's still burning hot.
It would, the coolest, though, of Sifav, it couldn't cook, and the Shachat has tied on Sifav would have flown. So, he just has to put it on the fire. Put it on the fire, and that's it. Even for Ashkenazim, if the fire was turned out by a guy, but a Jew puts it on the fire, that's even better. That's even better. And we're saying turning on the fire is enough. It means if the guy puts it on. I said this is the Shita Samachaber. The Ramah says, V'yeshchalkin, V'svirulu, that lokasei shechitim b'gachol ha'bahani, l'nye bishul, k'may l'nye pas. V'yeshchalkin u'hol, now here you have to remember, this yeshchalkin is mekel on chitoy, or kisam. He's not makel on the other kulas of pas. Residual heat, which is a heter by pas, is not a heter over here. He's saying that the yeshchalkim holds that chitoy works. B'chein noyagin. And he goes on, afil a chitoy b'lay kavana mayel, mahani umayel. If a Jew did a chitoy even without any type of intention to cook, it's also good. The yeshayimrim that afil lay chitoy yisrav v'lay hishol sham kesem. Even if the Jew did not do chitoy v'kisam. Rakshay v'kacham, he'd look at Eish me'eish al Yisrael, pilot light hatter, Yesharim Shari, Zaktashach, Yir Aleph, Mashma, Avol, Hishlach Kisam Mayel, Gam b'bishulei v'kacham, v'cheinu b'smak, u'b'sivetel lehedya, what's that going on? The Mechabi said, Afillah, Chit Yisrael, v'lei Hishlach Kisam, who said anything about Hishlach Kisam before? So he's saying, v'aistais, that Hishlach Kisam helps. Which means the following. Even though in Sifav we said that if the Jew did something that couldn't cook it by itself, it wouldn't be a. The Ramah said it's a heter. The Shachat Taz asked, that's not like Shaz Bavli. Here it says that kisim would be good enough. Zok the Gra, it's a cut and chav. The Gra held that the previous kula is not a kula because it's nisnagit to shashalanu. So the Gra says, this zemahani, the chitra and kisim helps, kamash kosav haran, kivan, the kirav bishul mahani, kamay gamrai, because making the bishul come faster is good enough, like gamrai. So, yes, yeah, so what does that mean? You have thrown the kisim while it's there, dafka? While it's there, dafka? What? Has to be enough to cook. I mean,
what is the difference between the two now? Based on this gra,
The chilek between the two is that the question you asked me about stirring.
He says karbish.
The shach at the end of Sivkat Neches on the previous page. Well, he was mefakfek that the Ramah is not like our Shashalanu. He writes at the end, the last, the full lines at the bottom of the page, B'kalmachin li'in dinat tzarachiyin. On the Siv Vav Heter, he says, La'halacha tzarachiyin, kimin d'shas yisibahedya, d'echad d'yech yisra basa gabi kecholim by the kavim v'hafach v'asr, and lo'yim v'spashim b'lai siyosev kecholim. The Jew put meat on the fire, but it wouldn't have cooked, except that the guy was mehapach by. Chekos v'apayskim. Ela dis Rav Mikilam b'zeh, umetaima de bedamilu lekisim kisim v'chitay. The Rama says it's like kisim v'chitay, just like we make by kisim v'chitay, we make in this case. The Yeshleimer is like the shach loy damilu kisim v'chitay. Kama shemachal Karan lehed ye.
What would have burned if not for the guy? It would have been edible.
Elu megalchin lehed ye. What?
It would have burned to a crisp. It would have been charcoal. Had the guy not come along and turned it over and made it.
No, the fact that it would have burned. The question is, if it were to cook. If it were to cook, then so that he's being mechalik between something where you're makarev bishulai and something where the Jew did vices only betchila, but it was not enough to cook. It wouldn't have ended up with cooked food. That's the chiluk that he seems to be making.
But in either case, you're not accomplishing the cooking. No, he's saying here it's not.
The Gra is masking to the second kula, not to the first kula. That's what he's saying. That's what it sounds like. No, Hagasa. Oh, so the question would be, what about Hagasa? I don't know. The question now would be, what about Hagasa? We assume that stirring a pot is Mekarev Bishulai. If you assume that stirring the contents of a pot is Mekarev Bishulai, so why aren't we making on Hagasa? Ramesh has a piece. What? Kalbai, right. Ramosha has a tshuva, not a tshuva, has a dibris maisha in Perek Kira. He explains what is the shita that on Shabbos stirring is awesome. Stirring, the Kalbai asks, even if it's already in the special called Tzarchai, you put a fire under it, you're not ever ambitious. If you stir it, you're either. So there are two hezberim. There's one hezber that Ramosha told Rabbi Eider that maybe there's a bean that wasn't cooked yet. That's shot in the Kalbai. It's a very hard shita. Unless the Metzias, depending on the Metzias. In the Dibris Maisha, he says something else. Dibris Maisha defines Bishul as improving food through heat. Anytime you improve food, the ground that Bishul loved after food, but anytime you improve through food through heat. He writes that stirring is a different kind of improvement through heat. Cooking is an improvement through heat. Stirring, making everything uniform, it's another type. You might like a cholent, sometimes it's very cooked, sometimes it's not so cooked. You might like it both ways. But if it's half and half, it doesn't have the same appeal. Ramesha writes that stirring something when it's cooking is a tikkun ha-michel al yedei ha-esh. It's not that it's makar bishulai, but that it's a tikkun ha-michel al yedei ha-esh. And that's why on Shabbos, any tikkun ha-michel al yedei ha-esh is aser. It is awesome. Many Rishonim hold that you could be having the same meat twice for Bishul. If you cook it once, Tamachem B'desai, a person's Zayv on Bishul. Tichum Machem D'Sai, the Bishul called Tzarchai, a person could be having a second time. Machlech Rishonim, many Rishonim hold it is that way. So the Ramesha writes that it's not a stirring. You could be having a Bishul for cooking, you could be having for stirring. Now, if that explanation is true, it doesn't hold true by Bishul Akum. Because by Bishul Akum, if you have edible food and a guy stirs it, no one's going to say that tikkun is enough to make a Bishul Akum. So, similarly, if the Jew does only a stirring, it may be that it has nothing to do with chita and kisim. If you assume stirring is makarav bishulai, maybe you're right. It's like throwing in a twig. But if you assume that stirring is just to make it uniform, it's a separate improvement, then perhaps not. So Akoparim, what we had today are four types of kula. Even the chavit doesn't come up much. The other kulas are issues, and with tzerufim we'll make them.